friends and art therapists. This is Yu Zheng, and here on the Thirsty for Art podcast, we talk all about growing as art therapists and professionals and building our own online businesses. Today, I am talking about abundance mindset versus scarcity mindset for art therapists. The secret to leveling up. I'm so excited to talk about this topic because it's been one of the biggest things that really affected my career and my business, really. So I hope this will really help you out with leveling up in your own career and business. So let's talk about what they are first, abundance mindset versus scarcity mindset. For some of you, you might be familiar with this. For some of you, it might not be. This is like your first time hearing what this is. So you're like, what's this? So I will share what they are first. So let's talk about scarcity mindset first. Scarcity mindset. This is a mindset or set of beliefs that revolves around certain type of fear. When you are in scarcity mindset, you believe there is not enough of something. Maybe you're lacking resources, or you lack the right people around you. You lack money or opportunities or solutions or even skills. Anything, really. You believe that there is a lack or scarcity of resources or things. So you believe that there's not enough to go around for everybody, and you act based on this belief or worldview. So fundamentally, you believe that the universe doesn't provide you enough of something. So you might be asking, so what does that look like in real life? It looks like saying there's not enough money, so I can't buy that, or I can't do that. Or you might be saying there's not enough art therapy jobs, so people can't earn a living as an art therapist, or I can't earn a living as an art therapist. Or you might say there's not enough clients around, so I can't do this work, I can't do art therapy. Or there's not enough clients around, so I can't change my service price. You know, if I raise my price, then nobody will afford my services. Or something like that. So scarcity mindset is a really, I think it's a type of fear mindset. It really revolves around having this fear that there's not enough. There's not enough for me or everybody on this planet Earth. And with scarcity mindset, you do become very worried a lot. You do become very kind of constricted. And I will talk a little bit more about what results you might get from scarcity mindset soon. But I want to also just touch on abundance mindset first. So abundance mindset is, it kind of sounds like the opposite of scarcity mindset. And I think it is kind of opposite. And abundance mindset, when you have an abundance mindset, you believe that there is always enough, that you are provided with the right resources, the people, money, opportunities, solutions, skills, whatever it is, when it's needed. So you basically trust that the universe provides for you. You trust that you'll be safe and you'll be provided for. So naturally, with an abundance mindset, you tend to just, you go for what you really want. You take action for it. You tend to be a little bit more of adventurous. You tend to be able to problem solve more efficiently, or even problem solve at all, and actually receive what you want when you do have this abundance mindset. So I think that abundance mindset is another form of growth mindset. If you know the psychological concept of growth mindset, I think that abundance mindset really allows one to really believe in their potential and growth, not just looking at what has been happening so far. So with abundance mindset, instead of saying like, I don't have money for that, you probably say something like, I can find a way to get money for that. Or you might be saying, I can access that
through other means, or I can find other ways to get that. So you find other ways to do it. You don't kind of like settle with whatever it is. You know that you can get what you want eventually. And instead of saying doing business is too risky or something like that, with abundance mindset, you will say, I really want to run my own business. I'm just going to figure out how to do that right now. I'm going to figure out ways. There will be solutions. There will be a way, right? So that will be something you say with an abundance mindset. So the underlying assumption is that you'll be okay. You know, you'll have support even when things are challenging or hard, right? Even when things look like there is no solution, because there will be. So do you kind of see the difference between scarcity mindset versus abundance mindset? Do you see how scarcity mindset kind of shuts off someone's potential and dream, while the abundance mindset actually supports someone to pursue their dream and actually eventually receive what they want or achieve their goals, or actually just kind of surround themselves with the things that they want in life, really? So one of the reasons why I think this is really important to know and actually implement in your life or change in your life if you feel like you want to change it is that, you know, what happens with scarcity mindset is that you shut down a part of yourself. And the funny thing is, like, scarcity mindset is everywhere. It's everywhere. I know it's kind of like the default way of being. In many cultures around the world, we are kind of brought up with scarcity mindset. You probably can identify someone in your family or someone you know, friends or teachers or whoever around you, co-workers or boss, whatever, whoever it is, who actually embody scarcity mindset, right? At least in one part of their life. And that is the default, and that is kind of like the normal in many and in many places, in many situations for many of us. So you probably identify a particular scarcity mindset belief within yourself as well, right? So it's really common. But the thing with scarcity mindset is that when you practice that kind of, you kind of shut down a part of yourself. And that's one of the things that come with scarcity mindset. You tend to not go for what you want. You tend to discourage other people for sure, because you know there's a scarcity. You know there's lack, right? And so you just kind of like try to work around that. You discourage other people and of course yourself. You tend to be afraid of losing what you have right now. Because losing something means that you won't get it back. Within scarcity mindset, that's kind of the assumption that a lot of us have. Like when we lose something, we tend to believe that we won't get it back when we are in scarcity mindset. And you might also think like you have to work too hard because you know you won't be provided for. You won't be supported unless you go out there to get something and hustle to the point of burnout. And the other thing about scarcity mindset is you could also be very unsatisfied of where you're currently at, but you deny or you can't really imagine yourself in a different or better situation for yourself. So those are the things that really make it challenging to keep a scarcity mindset. And I know that so many people around us probably keep a scarcity mindset for the rest of their lives. But funny thing is, this is a mindset and this can always be changed. You can always adopt a new mindset. You can always transform and change what you currently believe, right? Beliefs are just thoughts repeated. So we can always adopt a new thought and repeat it, right? And I know that process isn't simple as I say it like that, but it's still very, very possible. And I did it myself too. So for me, abundance versus scarcity mindset really resonates with me because I have been through both. Especially with my art therapy career. I know I remember graduating with my master's degree, and I really had this scarcity mindset. I had this scarcity belief that there's not enough jobs out there for me. Especially art therapy jobs, like pure art therapist positions, right? Not like caseworker or anything like that. And the funny thing is, I really struggled a lot with getting the job that I really wanted, that is pure art therapist position, when I had that scarcity belief. And this was back when I was in New York, living and working there, and I had this change. I really started to adopt an abundance mindset towards the end of my time in New York. I really found this concept and really tried to implement this change within my own belief system and my mindset. And so I started to believe, instead of like thinking that there's a lack of positions, are there positions out there, that it's hard to get that because there's so little, I started to believe that there is an abundance, right? I started to get into this abundance mindset place. And I started to believe that the right, perfect dream job is out there for me. So that's what I started to believe. And you know, funny thing is, I decided to move to Austin, Texas towards the end of my time in New York. And I really implemented that belief, right? I really implemented that abundance mindset. And what happened was, even though generally people will think that going to Texas, there would not be art therapist positions there. There is no like art therapy grad programs at all in Texas. There's not a lot of art therapists compared to New York for sure. So you would think that there's not a lot of positions, art therapist positions in Texas, right? But I didn't really look to that because that's kind of like scarcity mindset. I really, really immersed myself in abundance mindset. And so I believe that there will be the perfect job there for me in Texas. What happened was, even before I moved to Texas, I got the positions that I really wanted. You know, I got freelance positions, I got art therapist positions, and after I moved to Austin, I really found my dream job. Like, this is the type of job that I would just journal about. Like, the type of job that someone would, like, dream about. and I really like envisioned myself in that job and going to that workplace and things like that. So I really actually use visualization a lot to manifest this job. But the foundation of this reality that I brought to myself was putting myself in abundance mindset. And when I did that, I got what I believed. I got what I wanted, without much difficulty, really. And so it's really funny how that happened. And actually, I don't think it's funny, because I think it was meant to be. When you put yourself in abundance mindset, you tend to draw the results or things that you want to you. Like, you know how beliefs are powerful, right? Beliefs really shape our emotions, shape how we look at the world, shape how we experience the world, right? So when you're in abundance mindset versus when you're in scarcity mindset, you're in a very different place. You're in a very different space. You feel different. You experience the world differently. You see things differently. And in that way, you bring different results to you, right? Depending on which mindset you're adopting. So I remember when I was in scarcity mindset, even when I had an art therapist position, the workplace turned out that it wasn't a great fit. And actually, like, I wasn't able to fulfill my hours for licensure. Like, something was lacking within that workplace. And I think that with scarcity mindset, and this is the case for me and probably for many others as well, what happens is that we tend to stick with like low pricing or low rates for our services. We tend to not take the risk to go into business for ourselves, even when we really want to and we feel like that's the right choice for us mentally and emotionally and physically. Or we tend to stay stuck in a place that we can't grow, or we tend to stuck in toxic workplaces or situations, things like that. Like, scarcity mindset really keeps us kind of stuck a lot. Stuck in a place where we can't grow. Stuck in a place that we don't want to be. It's not truly, in the deepest part of our hearts, not the place that we want to be. And so for me, not only the example of finding my job, but also abundance mindset really helped me with my business as well. It helped me see that going into business for myself, having an online business, is first of all possible and second of all can be really successful as well. Even if there were not a lot of examples out there who were doing this type of stuff and were successful, or like apparently successful. And so I think that's one of the best things about abundance mindset, is that even when other people might not see the potential or even think of the possibility, or even when this current situation is sucky or not something that you want, you still can think of potential. You still can think of ways to problem solve. You can still think of ways to grow and find your own way, own path, and be where you want to be. I think that's the gift that abundance mindset really provides for us, and it actually provided for me for sure. So I want to leave you with a journaling question that I think will really help you kind of determine where you are with your mindset, and also actually help you figure out how you can kind of adopt more of an abundance mindset, so that you are able to seek more opportunities or believe in your potential and trust in yourself and in how things will unravel for you in life and in career. So the journaling question that you can use for yourself is to ask yourself about a particular situation or topic or issue in life, to ask yourself this question: am I deciding this based on fear? Or am I in this situation because of fear? Or am I doing this because of fear? So basically, am I deciding based on fear? Or am I deciding based on love and trust? Is the decision or action coming from a place of love and trust? Or is a decision coming from a place of fear? If your decision or action or situation is based on fear, you would know that this is really an extension of your scarcity mindset, a result of your scarcity mindset, right? So if you've identified that, then the next question is, what would I decide on or do if I was deciding this based on love and trust? If I trusted myself or universe or whatever, if I trusted, what would I be doing now? What would I decide now? If I knew that I was loved and provided for and supported, what would I be doing now? So I think that this question can really be a compass for your career path and career journey, and even in your business journey as well. I think this is one of the most important questions that I always kind of go back to when I make decisions for myself. And I know it can be hard to face the reality of the decisions that you have made so far if they were based on scarcity mindset. But always with transformation and change, is the first step is always kind of knowing, right? The consciousness part, knowing where you are right now so that you know and can figure out how to go to the place that you want to be. So I know that's hard to just kind of face the reality, face what have been happening so far, and just kind of like neutrally observing all those things. But that is the first step, and maybe the hardest step, because the next step you take is probably easier, because you'll know exactly what helps you and what actually deters you in life. What's blocking you versus what's actually going to help you. Even if that process of going for what helps you or serves you is a rough path. And I can't say, you know, implementing those steps and going for what you want based on love and trust will be easy peasy, but still, at the end of the day, you'll be happy. Like, you'll be in integrity with yourself when you do so. So I really hope that this episode was helpful. It's something that I think really impacts all the small aspects and the big aspects of our lives as humans and also as our therapists in business or just in our career in general. So I hope that this was helpful. Let me know if you enjoyed this. If you did, I would love to see your review of this podcast on the iTunes podcast webpage. So please leave a review if you want to. I would really appreciate that. And with that said, I hope that you have a great day. And if you have any other questions, let me know. I am on Instagram as always at thirstyforartofficial. And you can always reach out to me via email, hello@thirstyforart.com. So have a great day. I will talk to you next time.